Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so grateful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. May the Lord help the saints to keep us steadfast in our daily walk with Him. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless you all. Maranatha.
There's something mighty sweet about the Lord. There's something mighty sweet about the Lord. It really doesn't matter what the people say. There's something mighty sweet. There's something mighty sweet about the Lord. There's something mighty sweet about the Lord. It really doesn't matter what the people say. There's something mighty sweet. There's something mighty sweet about the Lord. There's something mighty sweet about the Lord. It really doesn't matter what the people say. There's something mighty sweet. Hallelujah. We bless you and praise you, Lord. Thank you for another day. This is the day that you made. We are your people. We are the sheep of your pasture. We're gathered in your name by your divine providence. It's not our doing. We are partakers of your goodness, O God. Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth, to glorify you in our bodies, in our spirits, which are yours. We pray all things, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So another day. Of course, it's a special day. Y'all know that, don't you? It is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in. Of course, it's special in other ways too. This is the manifold wisdom of God. You know, say one day someone's born. It's also a memorial for someone's death, or a memorial when someone lost their son. You understand? But every day is special in some way. If we know, if we're here to see it, of course, it's special because we're here to see it. And it's special because we know that the Lord has made it. And it's special because we know that we should rejoice in this. Hallelujah. But things are special in different ways. That's what I'm saying. And this is across the board. Hallelujah. You know, special is special is special, but there's different measures, different manifestation, you know, different, administrations. It's like that with the Spirit. The same Spirit. Amen. You know, our gifts all work by the same Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Different administrations. But it's the same Spirit. It's the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead that dwells in us. It's the same Spirit. Hallelujah. Certainly if it's able to get us up out of the grave, is able to cause us to show forth some praise. Now, I just believe it like that. Now, we may not do it, but it's there. I mean, if it can't prompt us to praise Him, it sure can't get us out of the grave. But it can get us out of the grave. So we ought to do the rest. Hallelujah. We should show forth the praise of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Hallelujah. So what we're doing is agreeing with God, confirming the word of God. We're testifying of Jesus Christ, which is life. Absolutely. Oh, we should come on and let's enter on into it. Yeah, forget about yourself. Concentrate on Him. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right. Brother Kurt did a good job yesterday. Yeah, my heart rejoiced. You'll have to show me that deal about the donkey, Kurt. That's quite provocative. So I'll have to see that again. All right? Praise the Lord, saints. So the Lord need to help me today. I understand that. And it's a measure of grace. The more that we know that we need God's help, the more grace we have. Because we all need God's help. He's very able to help us when we ask Him. But our awareness of knowing that we need it prevent us from asking it. You know, people ask Baal, they ask Ashtoreth, they ask the stocks, they ask the golden calf, but it didn't help. When they had knowledge that it was God, then they asked Him. I'm talking about God's people. Huh? They didn't say, "Oh, golden calf, come down here." When they cried for 400 years, they cried to Yahweh. Now, when Yahweh brought them out, you know what they did? They gave the glory to the golden calf. Now, this was written for our learning, for our admonition. As much as we understand that, we have life. If we think, well, you know, they were sure sorry folk, then means nothing at all. Kurt reminded us again how God tells us things. He let us see it in someone else. That's how he told David that he didn't do good. Yeah, he did a parable. He sent a prophet to do it. And that happens all the time. Don't we learn from that? Praise the Lord. If we see something, then God's talking to us. Because otherwise, we don't know. Now, David knew that he did was wrong. Absolutely. Kurt said, "We know when we do wrong." That's not a good enough deterrent, though. You know, huh? We still need help. Come on, saints. To him that know to do good and doeth it not, well, praise. We do know how to do good. That's not good enough. We need knowledge that we need help from God. Come on, saints. Huh? I mean it for real. Now, we know Neil loves the Lord, but I don't think he know how much he need God. He got too many things he can do, you know. Work on. I can't do the things that he can do. But it's like having a lot of stuff. The more you have, the more you likely depend on it. The more talent you have, more things, the more you're able to, more apt to take the credit for it. So come on, Brother Neil. Let's know that we can do nothing. We know nothing at all. Huh? Now, Kurt said we don't like to hear it. I like to hear it. Huh? Yeah, after the flesh, I don't. But it sure strengthened me on the inside. Huh? Yeah, when I know that whatever I need, I go to God and He can help me. As much as He let us fall on our face and miss the mark, then He helps us out. See? Hallelujah. Thank you for helping us, Lord. Hallelujah. So, what would make God happy? Isn't that a good question? Or how would we please God? What would we give God for a gift? All of these things are answered. Y'all know that? I'm just trying to provoke you. What could I do to make God happy? Let me see. God has everything. What could I give Him? See, all these questions are answered. All of these questions are answered. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They are answered. See, we do know, don't we? We do know what's right. We do know what's right. We got. Oh, I don't know what would make God happy. He has everything. I don't know what I could give Him. You are a liar. You are a liar. You are a liar. Huh? So, that's how we look. What, painting a portrait. This is us. Y'all see how we look? Or if I knew what would make God happy, I sure would make Him happy. I don't want to make Him sad. Well, praise the Lord. Huh? If anybody can make you sad, it's the ones you love. Huh? Don't you? They can make you sad, can't they? Anybody's children ever made them sad? Hey, little children! Little children! Little children! This is the last time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. So, since we all know the answers, though, maybe I If I preach, of course, I'll have to answer the question. Amen. When I ask you those questions, if I say who God is, who Jesus Christ is, then I'll answer all these questions. Really? That's why I say we know them. They're written in our hearts, and they are put in our minds. How dare we say, I don't know how to please God? What we should say is, I'm rebellious. Lord, deliver me. I know to do good, and I won't do it. I'm so selfish. My eyes are on me. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. That would be a righteous response.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name. Bless your name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So, our scripture this morning, one of my favorite, of course, is a book of favorites. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. See the wisdom there? He can't always be found.
Amen.
Speaking of special days, there's a day when the door will be shut. Special day. It'd be special in different ways. I'd be special in one way for the ones on the inside. Special in another way for the ones that are on the outside. Everybody understand? All right. Today, if you hear his voice, well, special. We do hear his voice, don't we? Well, special in several ways. It's special for those that hear it and do it. And it's special for those that hear it and don't do it. But it's still special, brother.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name. So we can't always find the Lord, even though he said he never leaves us. Still, we are not always able to find him. Praise the Lord. So, at the time of visitation or at the appointed time, you know, that's when we can find it. And when we do it with all of our heart, not in form and fashion. We are very good at that. Form and fashion is the way it, in appearance, not from the heart. And if we admit that, God will help us. But as more as we say, oh no, my heart is so pure. Don't do that. Say, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. See how Brother Kurt gave us example the other day when he was talking about he didn't even want to give Edie Wood? Come on, ain't that something? How wretched. I mean, come on. Well, we do it all the time. Again, what would make God happy? But we ain't going to withhold it from making God happy, are we? Well. Ain't we some? Here we are again, brother. We're between a rock and a hard place. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Yeah, but at least the grace of God calls Kurt to admit that. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Pastor Timothy was preaching about, you know, rejoicing in the Lord. And he said, even David's repentance toward Bathsheba, he said, that probably pleased God more than him dancing, you know, in the ark because of the coming of the ark. He said that repentance, that pure worship, and that other was praise. But Pastor Timothy said that repentance of that, he said that was probably more pleasing to God. So again, we would say, how can I please God? What would make God happy this morning? What I'm doing is preaching. Y'all understand? Yes. You all know what I'm saying.
Yes.
I'm trying to stir up the gift. I'm trying to provoke you under love and good works.
Huh?
Even if we saw our brother in need, we wouldn't shut up the bowels of compassion. Well, how about God? Huh? We wouldn't say, no, God, not going to give it to you, would we? Y'all be honest this morning. Y'all be honest this morning. If I had what it takes to make God happy, I would give it. Well. Praise the Lord, say. Give God the glory. Come on in here, Angela. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we have to seek the Lord while he may be found at the appointed time. Today, if you hear his voice, you know, because there's folk that are able to hear, and then God shut their hearing. There's folk that are able to see, and then he puts out their eyesight.
Amen.
Understand that.
Amen.
Now, it would cause us to have a fear of God.
Amen.
Rather than thinking, well, you know, I know everything, and can't nobody tell me, and, you know, maybe God need to come to me for some counsel. Now, this is how our actions, I'm just painting the picture, because when we do it, it don't appear that way. So I'm telling you the way it looks. See? Hallelujah. I'm telling you the way it looks. That this is the truth. Yeah, when it's a lie, it looks like it's evil, but it looks good.
Right.
Or when it's the truth, it's evil and it looks evil.
Right.
When we withhold from God, it's evil.
Amen.
When we disobey God, it's
Amen.
Evil. There's nothing we can do to make it good.
Amen.
See what I'm saying?
Amen.
Well, we'd like to think we can change things. Well, it's evil, but you know, if I give them a gift, then I won't have to honor them. Boy, I'm preaching good.
Yeah.
Honor your mother and father. Well, I'll just give them a gift. Now, they came up with this. Well, don't be too hard on them. Because that's what men do. Hey, we'll put this clause in here. Then I won't have to obey them that have the rule over me. I won't have to submit to my husband. I don't want have to, you know, that's the same thing. See? Hallelujah. Well, he can be found. The Lord can be found. We know that. We're all witnesses.
Yes, Lord.
But he can be found when he can be found.
Yes, Lord.
That's when we need to seek him.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Amen.
We can seek him when he can't be found, but we won't find him.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And if he call us and we don't answer,
Amen.
Well, when we call him, he won't answer.
Amen.
And men, when they really get in trouble, they do call
yes.
on God.
Amen.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they
They said there's no atheist in the foxhole. They come on. They don't say I don't believe. They say somebody help me. Huh? That's what Brother Spencer said he did in the prison. Huh? Isn't that one? All these testimonies are wonderful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said man, if you there, help me. Yeah, I need some help. That's what folk do when they're in trouble. And as much as we know the peril that we're in, that's how fervent we are in prayer. See what I'm saying? But if we let the cares of this life move us away, then we'll be as nonchalant as we are. Come on. Right? And we'll say, well, it's okay, you know. I'm in the flesh, it's okay. We'll, again, you know, we'll come up with a clause why we shouldn't do the word of God. Now, of course, we feel good about it, but it's deceptive. You know, there's no life in it. We feel good, but, well, you know, I'm justified in this wickedness. Well, you may feel good, but only for a season. This pleasure is only for a season. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. Call upon him while he is near.
Yes, Lord.
Also, it says, yes. If we draw nigh to God,
yes.
he'll draw nigh to
yes.
us. Now, the other songs say, draw me nearer.
Yes,
the answer is, draw nigh to God.
Amen.
Everybody,
yes.
we sing the song, draw me nearer, don't we?
Yes.
Near my God to thee.
Yes.
Even though it be a cross that raised me,
yes.
still my song
yes.
shall ever be.
Yes.
Nearer my God to thee. And here's what he said. Okay, draw nigh to God. See how we deceive ourselves, don't we? I sure wish God would get close to me. It's your move. Huh? Ball's in your court. Hallelujah. Ball is in your court.
Hallelujah.
He's not going to encourage you in your wickedness, in your selfishness, in your self-seeking. Well, now we know, huh? Now we know why there's a separation there. With our mouth, we say, draw near to me, God, draw me nearer. But then our heart goeth after a covetousness. Thank you, Lord. Brother Driver told me he wasn't going to give up. Isn't that good? We're going to hold him to it, aren't we? Hallelujah. Yeah, we'll reap if we don't give up.
Amen.
That's the word. You want to reap, then you can't give up. When you give up, you forfeit everything. So we have to endure. Huh? Don't be weary in well-doing. In due season, we'll reap if we faint not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. We do want to be closer to God, don't we?
Yes, Lord.
Y'all know the answer? Draw nigh to God. Yes. Woo! Glory! Yes. Hallelujah! Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. What I'm saying is, this is the necessity that we must be renewed in the mind, because it goes on to say, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. So why must I be renewed in the mind? Because our thoughts are not his thoughts. And our ways are not his ways. They're not even close. And the twain will never meet. So what we'll have to do is be conformed to his way. Come around to his way of thinking. Hallelujah. Well, I got a few amens. It's the truth anyway. Glory, glory. Which means we must be conformed to his image. All right? We keep thinking the same way, won't ever happen. And as much as we are exhorted and instructed to, you know, be renewed in the mind, brother, we just won't let God help us. You think you're going to do it, it won't. There's nothing we can do. If we could, we wouldn't need him. He tells us what to do so we can say, I need you. And in doing that, he can help. But if he tells us what to do and you say, okay, I'll go do it, well, how have we done? We won't ever get it done like that. Because then we'll say, look what I done. See? That old golf cart of that Walter had were running so slow, but I made it get up and go. See? I fixed the front end on the other one too, huh? I might even fix that transmission in that Chevrolet. Look at me. Well, praise God. Y'all bear with me, okay? Well, Pastor Rice, you say that because you don't do nothing. Well, I present my body. Y'all know that makes God happy? What if I fixed a whole bunch of carts and washed a lot of cars and cooked a lot of meals and didn't present my body? You think God would be happy? I'm trying for focus now. Because we say the right answers, but we don't give the right response. Everybody understand? Yeah, we do answer right. Yeah, we do. We just don't respond right. Thank you, Lord. Y'all want to make God happy today? I mean, yes, he makes us happy, don't we? That's my testimony. Happy is everyone that feareth the Lord, that feareth the Lord. That feareth the Lord. Happy is everyone that feareth the Lord and walketh in his way. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hand. Happy shalt thou be, oh, happy shalt thou be, for thou shalt eat the labor of thy hand. And it will be well with thee. The psalmist said he had made me glad. I will rejoice. That's my testimony as well. Hallelujah. Put a new song in my mouth. Even praise to our God. Put my foot on the rock. Brought me out of the horrible pit. Out of the miry clay. He set my feet up on the rock to stay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. So Isaiah 55, I guess 6, 7, 8 tells us the necessity, why it is necessary for us to have a renewed mind. Because we need the mind of Christ. In fact, we have the mind of Christ. And the again, the reason is, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. So what do we do, God? Well, be renewed. See? Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. So this is why we present our bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto the Lord. And are not conformed to the world, but we're transformed. This is how we're not conformed to the world. When we think how we think, we're not doing this being not conformed. Our thoughts are like the world. Absolutely. They're antichrist. Our ways are like the world. Antichrist. Praise the Lord. So the war going on in us is the Christ against the antichrist. But you know the winner is the Christ. There's no defeating him. He's invincible. Hallelujah. No foe can rival him. Praise the Lord. And we have the victory in him. Glory to his name. We're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now, which man you think is talking? He's the new man. Well, this is how we ought to do it. The things we say. How you doing, Brother David? Now, Brother Dave used to call me on the phone. He'd call Edward. He'd call Richard. And he'd tell us, I've got so-and-so. And all of us in harmony would say, don't say that, David. Amen. What? Is that what you would say? That's what I would say. Amen. Well, David stopped saying it. Yes, Lord. He's faster learning than many of us. X, Y, Z, U, P, C. I don't have none of that stuff. I got faith in God. Come on. Man, if you could say that, you can say I'm healed. And it's just that simple. You see how God has moved on David and helped him. That was one of the reasons. Because David would say, every time he'd tell me, I said, no, David, you don't have that. I don't want to hear about generational curses or nothing like that. I know about the grace of God. You say, I'm in God's hands. I'm whole. I'm healed. Praise the Lord. Now, some of us, we just don't believe it like that. Well, you're talking foolish, Pastor, right? You know, I know when I heard. Well, I guess we do then, no? Do we know that God's word is true? Which one would we rather dwell on? Knowing when you heard or knowing when God's word is true? Come on. We do know when we hurt, don't we? Praise the Lord. David's done better than many of us. Yeah, we shouldn't go around saying all those things. You know, you feel a little situation and you go up online so you can find something to call it. That's not wise. You can do what you want to do. But this is my counsel to you. Hallelujah. And blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. This is godly counsel. Don't look for a name to your situation. Look to the God who can save you. Look to the God who hath healed you. He bare our sins in his own body upon the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. That means it's already done. By grace are you saved. It's already done. Through faith, unto salvation. It'll be revealed in the last time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So that's a good example, David. You don't have any of that stuff. You've got faith in God. You're God's son. Hallelujah. Yeah, be a shining example in our midst. So what do you got, David? I got Jesus. He's all I need. He's my bread when I'm hungry. He's my water when I'm thirsty. He's a rock in a weary land. Praise the Lord. Oh, Brother Driver's getting excited, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The power, life, and death is in the tongue. We shouldn't find something to call our affliction.
Amen.
Affliction's good enough.
Amen.
You don't need nothing else.
Because
the more you define it in whatever, the more it's going to hang on to you.
Yes.
It's going to be a part of you.
You
say, I don't know you. You're an affliction.
Yes.
Huh? I don't even know your name. I don't know nothing about you. You're not part of me. Get away. Get thee behind me.
Hallelujah.
So when you give it a name, it's like you want to make it part of the family or something. No, I never knew you. Get thee behind me, Satan. In the name of Jesus. Well, that's why people go to the doctor. Yeah. So they can say, you're sick. And this is a matter of your sick. This is even the name of it. Well, how do I get rid of it? Give me your money and we'll do the best we can do. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. The lawyers do the same. Here's my situation. Can you help me? Well, give me your money. I'll do the best I can do. And as long as you got money, they'll do. If you run out of money, they can't do nothing else. Now, we have an example in the Bible. The woman that had the issue, she saw to the physician. And as long as she had money, they could help her. When she ran out of money, they said, we can't help you. But she did find some help.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. She had faith in God. And of course, the physician didn't tell her that. They didn't know that. But the one that gave her the faith knew that. And he honored that faith. The one that gave you the faith, know that he gave it to you. He's going to require it of you. He's requiring it right now. When the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith? Absolutely. Glory, glory. We got faith in the house this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, bro, we're going to let you testify. Yeah, we don't. Testify, but we have testimony. We're overcomers. Hallelujah.
All right. Hey, praise God. All right, brothers and sisters, real life testimony. We had a brother here. His name was Levi. And Levi came here with, now Levi had already been using the doctors and all that stuff, so he had already accepted the terminologies and all that that they gave him. In other words, he had already accepted the fact that I have sugar diabetes. And well, anyway, make a long story short, we didn't know it when he came here, but after he got here, he started to manifest all these symptoms, and we had to start taking care of him. Well, somehow that fell on me, and I ended up taking Levi. When Levi started getting really bad off, I was taking Levi regularly up here to Colleton and to the emergency room and to... Levi got to the point where he had diabetic sores, as they call them. So, anyway, I took Levi to the doctor, and they diagnosed him with stage 4 of diabetes, whatever. His organs were shutting down. His kidneys were shutting down, his liver, all that stuff. Okay, he had these wounds all over him. I took Levi, and this boggled my mind. Even though I knew this, this really, really brought it home. I took Levi up there one day. We went to the wound clinic. Now, up until this time, they had been treating Levi like royalty. And I didn't understand that. Levi was actually a foreigner, but they was treating him like he was royalty. Well, that's because somehow they got some system. I don't know if he was a foreigner or whatever, but they were supplying the money. Somewhere the money was coming from. It wasn't coming from Levi, but it was coming from some kind of fund or whatever. You know, immigrants get a lot of benefits. Amen. That even we don't get. So Levi was somehow coming under this program, and they was just flooding this. I mean, they were ready to do anything and everything for Levi. And they were treating him like royalty. And I thought to myself, what is this? Okay. One day, I took Levi up there, and he was bad off. We had just came out of the hospital. He had been in the hospital for like 2 weeks. We just came home. He was home for about 2 or 3 days, And he shoot. And, you know, Brother Stair don't stop anybody from going to the doctor. So he wanted, so we took him. Took him up there to the wound clinic, to the hospital, to the wound clinic. We walked in there, and I'm telling you the truth. All of a sudden, they looked at me and him like they didn't even know us. I was like, what? And the lady came to the desk and said, just like this, your insurance company, no, the insurance company, whoever they were, and the hospital have had a dispute. So they said they're not going to pay until we settle this dispute. We can't serve you. We can't see you. But what got me was how the change. All of a sudden, this woman, who we had seen almost, I mean, on a regular basis, who just loved Levi to death, and I couldn't understand that. All of a sudden, she was as stone-faced as you could be. She didn't give a damn about Levi that morning. I'm talking about, now, this is just like this. We hadn't, the last time we saw her, she was in love with Levi and wanted to help him do everything she could. All of a sudden, she was just like this.
Amen.
I mean, cold. And she, now Levi was bad. Oh, I was almost holding him up. She sent us home just like that. I said, my God. I said, Levi, you see this? I said, you see now what the Bible talks about? When they said, when that woman, the issue of blood, long as she had money, that doctor, you know what I'm saying? The moment, I mean, he was standing right beside me, so he saw the whole thing, and he heard the whole thing. Me and Levi went out to the car. Levi says, I'm done. I'm finished. What could I say? I said, Levi, man, just have faith in God, brother. Anyway, we ended up going to the emergency room because they refused to see him when he was bad off. Because the insurance company who was paying the bills and the hospital had a dispute. He was in stage four, their records. He was actually to the point where they were saying he needs to go to surgery now. Right in the middle of that, they just cut him off because the insurance company said they wasn't going to pay. We went to the ER because he wanted to go. They put him in the hospital. And when he went to the ER, this doctor in the ER switched Levi's dozens of medications, totally different than what he was taking. Levi started taking that stuff. I said, oh my God, I said, Levi, man, brother, these people are going to kill you. And Levi started taking that stuff. They kept him in the hospital. I forgot how long it was, a couple of days. They sent him home. They sent me home with a whole bunch of pills, about six different pills. Man, I got home, saints. I'm telling you, I said, Lord, I don't want to be a part of this.
Amen.
Not like this. I'll be here for my brother, but God, I'm not putting this stuff in his body. First of all, I just saw what they would do to somebody. You can be dying. If they are not going to get paid, so what? And I mean, y'all had to see this. I'm telling you, I wish I was filming. If I didn't know what was going to happen, I'd have had a camera to show you the difference overnight that these people took towards Levi. Well, they did that, and then they sent us home. I came home. I said, God, help me. I heard clearly. I even went to Brother Stair and told him what the Lord told me. I said, Brother Stair, I asked God. He told me, don't give him that stuff. You give it to him. And if he want to take it, let him take it. But you don't give it to him. And that's what I did. I sectioned everything out. Levi, this is the stuff. This is how you take it. I put everything in coffee cans. Therefore, I said, if you want to take this stuff, you go ahead. But I'm leaving it here. Okay? But my whole point, and he did. Levi was dead in 2 days. He got up from this dining hall right here. He was sitting right here at dinner. Brother Stair was preaching. And Levi got up. We said, Brother, I think Brother Terry even told him, Levi, brother, go ahead home, man. Or something like that, you know. Go ahead home and lay down, brother. Levi walked home and he died. But my point was this. Damn doctors, man. And it's not them. It's not them. We're the ones at fault for believing them. But they went from love to hate overnight. The way they discarded Levi was disgusting to me. I was really angry and I was really hurt. But I knew, well, I'm going to do blame the world. That's the world system. And God told us that that's the way it is. He actually warned us. So that is the literal truth. And I witnessed it with my own eyes with a brother that was alive one day, went to them. His insurance company wouldn't pay. So they said, nope, we can't help you. And the reason why he died, because they was in the middle of doing a whole bunch of stuff on him. But when he ran out of money, they stopped doing it. They just cut him off. So I'm telling you, this is the truth of God, what Pastor Rice is saying, because it's the truth of what the Lord told us.
Amen.
So blessed be the name of the Lord.
Thank you, brother, for the testimony. Of course, it's special to some. It's special to all, but in different ways. Y'all hear what I'm saying? That's special to me because it agrees with the word of God. It strengthens my faith in God. It give me resolve to continue in the faith. It's not what it does for everybody. We've heard talk like this before. But when we talk about, seeking our own remedy, somehow we make our remedy seeking acceptable to God. It's not. All right? Praise the Lord. Now you're going to say, well, Pastor Rice, I still have faith in God. I believe that. Let's make sure we keep the faith. All right? Be strong in the faith. Glory, glory. And the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Because one way is spiritual and the other way is natural. And of course, the spirit always trumps. Everybody understand that? No matter how sick you are, you know, God can just say, get up on your feet.
Amen.
See what I'm saying? Absolutely. He's done it before.
Amen.
And of course, this other stuff has a form. It's just like our worship. You know, it's a form of godliness, but it's not the real thing. God don't accept it. So we feel satisfied and smug because we've offered worship, but not acceptable. And that's how it is. If God's got an affliction on you, medicine won't take it off. Absolutely not. It just won't do it. It won't do it. But if you trust in God, he can. Now, I know you say, well, you know, God wants to help. Not in our own wisdom. God never wants. He can't do that. He don't want to help us in our own understanding. I just told you his ways are not our ways, thoughts are not our thoughts. If we think like that, that's not how God thinks. Huh? What we do is put ourselves in God's hand. You say, I got an affliction, God, and I know you'll do right by me. Huh? So I'm going to trust you. I know whatever you do will be right. Just help my heart to be right and keep me strong in the faith. But I'm going to submit myself to your righteousness. I do belong to you. You made me. So I'm thine, O Lord, and God will do right. Hallelujah. Yeah, if he take you, he'll take you in the faith. Yeah, that's the best place to be. We're in jeopardy now. Every hour. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Well, of course, the word of God is always the same. My counsel concerning those things is always the same. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we can try to see how bad it is, but there's no God is able
Amen.
To raise the dead. Absolutely. The woman with the issue, he healed her. Huh? Man that couldn't see even from his birth, God made him to see. Huh? See how much trouble they had believing that Jesus did it. If he had said, you know, I went to the hospital, they would say, oh, fine. Jesus said, no, it was a man named Jesus made me see. I said, I don't know about that. But we've heard about it. he don't measure up to our standard. He's not even a part. His name is not on the roll. We can't accept that. But the man held to it. They couldn't move him. He said, with Jesus. That's how I see today. He said, made this concoction and put it on my eyes. Told me to go wash in the pool of Siloam. I went and washed and I came back seeing. They did not receive it. Doctors, lawyers, scribes, Pharisees, in the house of God. They said, this sounds like the power of God. We can't believe that. We're steeped in our form and fashion. We can't believe it. This is the power of God. Come on. Hallelujah. Y'all believe in the power of God? Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. So we do understand we need to be renewed in the mind so we can have the mind of Christ. We have commandment, which is also power and authority. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus did lots of things, but he never went to the physician. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Now, the lawyers are the same way. They won't guarantee anything. They'll let you know that there's no such thing as an ironclad case. They'll tell you. They will tell you. Hallelujah. And they tell the truth, because I've seen judgments go upside down and backwards. Absolutely. I mean, even me, stupid as I am, that ain't right. But the judge says it, so it must be right, Praise the Lord. Y'all haven't seen any cases like that, and you say, wonder how that judge made that judgment then. Well, it must have been some gain in it for him. You know that, don't you? Thank you, Lord. But I read about some couple that had trouble, and one sued the other and countersued, and they sued and they countersued to the tune of $60 million. And they didn't get anywhere. So finally they said, man, let's quit this stuff. They made an agreement, we'll just settle, which is what we ought to do. Yeah, only one get rich is the lawyer. They are happy fat folk. Y'all know that? It's because of the lust in our heart, though. I mean, we were righteous people. They wouldn't make too much money off of us. Praise the Lord. But they find somebody at odds with someone. They'll take your money and take my money until we run out of money. And some folk are happy with that. They give up all their money if, Terry get whacked enough. Well, he deserves it. No matter what the cost. Come on, Brother Gino, get excited. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But, they set up things so that just about anything and everything, you might need a lawyer just for procedure, and so you don't get run around the mill. Because if you don't do a little technicality, you go around the circle again, you still pay money. You might as well give it to the lawyer so he can follow the right procedure. We don't trust in lawyers. We don't trust in doctors. We trust in God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. But of course, the way God thinks is foolishness to us. Now, you know it's foolish if God say, don't go to the doctors and get out of the churches. Some don't even maintain that God says it. Thank you, Lord. God would say, well, if you want to be the greatest, then be a servant. Y'all know our mind don't go that way. I live here. See, I'm on the ground. Otherwise, you'd fool me. Pastor Rice don't know. I'll tell him this. I do know. Most men want to be the greatest. That's just what's in it. But God said, okay, here you go. Yeah. Just become servant to all. And we won't do that either. Because we want to be the greatest our way. We want to be rich our way. Y'all know how to be rich?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Become poor.
Yeah, Lord.
I see.
Amen.
Well, we're too dignified for that, aren't we?
Jesus.
Yeah, we are.
Well,
where's your scripture?
Jesus.
But you say,
yeah,
I'm rich. I'm increased with goods. And have, see, the Bible, it tells us all about ourselves. We would just apply the scripture. We should say, I'm poor and needy. And say it like we mean it. And pray it like we mean it. And walk like we mean it. And then God would help us. But when we know everything, God can't tell us. When we have everything, God can't give us. Come on. And when we're strong, he can't strengthen us. This is the wisdom of God. Man don't think like that. That's why we walk upside down and backwards. You know, so I'm looking to the day when Neil can say, man, God did that, God did that. You know, he does it now, but not perfectly. Everybody understand? We see the Neil did it in it. And I'm just using Neil for an example. Praise the Lord. Whatever gets done, God does it. Even your downfall. We are partakers, though. Everybody understand that? Yeah, we. Kersey got mad with God, but, you know, the truth is, whatever situation we find ourselves in, we're part of it.
Amen.
Even though God is sovereign.
Yes.
Everybody understand?
Amen.
God is sovereign, but we're still a part of it because that's the wisdom of God. Well, we can't, anything happen to us and we say, well, it's all God's fault. He is sovereign, but we're partakers. So we go to hell. Oh, God, you put me in hell. Absolutely not.
Amen.
Oh, God, I'm condemned. Well, God didn't condemn
Amen.
You.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
He doesn't condemn.
Oh,
no.
Amen.
He doesn't take. He gives.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Would you receive?
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm going on in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, saints. We got to get garlic today. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, it does come down from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Hallelujah. That's out of Isaiah chapter 55. So now we understand fully why we must have a renewed mind. Don't we? Hallelujah. Now, understanding that, we understand that we'll have to submit to God's righteousness to get it. We can't, with our mind, get a renewed mind. No, that's how we like to do it. We can't, with our mind, get healed or get rich. No. Praise the Lord. We would get a renewed mind, it'd be through the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. I beseech you there, we did that one, huh? Of course, that's our daily go-to. That's what we live by. It's our daily bread.
Hallelujah.
I beseech you, brethren. Therefore, brethren, and it's by the mercies of God that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable unto God. Now, so it has to be by his standards. Because his thoughts are not our thoughts, his ways are not our ways. Certainly his righteousness is not our righteousness. Okay. So what's acceptable to us is just not acceptable
Amen.
To God. So concerning the sacrifice, we have to have the mind of Christ and not say, well, I don't feel like doing it, or this is not what I want to do, or ain't nobody else doing it. They always have me do it. Nobody else peeled the small potatoes. See? Thank you, Lord. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. So there's the commandment, and there's the remedy, there, or the power. Be not conformed to the world. How is that, Lord? By this power here.
Amen.
See, the word of God is with power.
Amen.
Otherwise, it's a fable, you know, enticing words of men's wisdom. But the word of God is power.
Yes. Amen.
Everything that we see is upheld by the word of his power, by his word. He spake and it came into existence. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Again, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. This is validation, understanding why we need to have a new mind. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding, because our understanding is not his. His understanding is not our understanding. He's given us faith so we can understand as he understands. Y'all know that what faith is? By faith we understand. We even understand that the things we see were not made with things that do appear. Huh? We understand that God is, though we really can't see him. That's through faith. All the things of God are seen through faith. Hallelujah. So faith has nothing to do with our understanding. No. Our understanding can't get to God. No matter how learned we are. Come on. What manner of school we went to. Praise the Lord. Google can't tell us. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. Own understanding.
Amen.
We must always maintain. We need the understanding of God. Whatever we see. Whatever situation it is. And as we seek him, we'll get understanding. Not so that we don't need him. That's the understanding we need. We like to understand what we say. Oh, I got it. See you later, God. We never have that understanding. Anytime you got understanding like that, it's not the understanding of God. When God gives you understanding, it's still with the understanding that you need him.
Amen.
What we like, I got the revelation. I don't need God. Hey, I got this code here. I don't need the Holy Ghost. No. I need thee, O God. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. This is just the truth. We cannot refute this.
Amen.
Even if we say it's not true with our mouth, our actions will...
Amen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amen.
Our action will show otherwise.
Amen.
Ain't God good?
True.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Talking about, you know, what you just said, I need thee every hour. When we think about it any other way, it's going to go wrong. And I know that just from my own experience. I mean, like I said, when I first got born again, it was like I was walking on clouds for a good 2 months and you couldn't tell me nothing. And just that quick, the mindset was, I got the Holy Spirit. I don't need nobody now. Ain't nobody got to instruct me. And it was all downhill from there in terms of just like, scraping, scrambling constantly, just anything and everything. I mean, I never got to the point where he never allowed me to get to the point where I didn't believe that he was in me of a truth.
Hallelujah.
Even so, I learned obedience through the things I suffered, for sure. Well, he's talking about healing and all that stuff. Well, you know, before I left, Granite Falls, I didn't have any maladies or anything like that. You know, I didn't have any injuries, none of that stuff. But in my rebellion, I was just determined. I was like, well, I'm going to go out here and I'm going to find my way in spite of everything. And that's not how it worked. It was like, okay, well, I'll give you labor for your hands. You'll always have something to do. I was always busy, but I was running ragged. I got that injury from my Achilles and my arm in the same place I was working. It was bad. But even so, you know, the Lord was merciful in it, because all my injuries that I've ever had, you know, he did show me things in it, and it was for my good, and it was for salvation. Because when my Achilles ruptured, I was down for 10 months, and somebody that can't sit still, and God sits you down, and you're just there for 6 to 10 months or whatever, that for me, for overthinker, that's hell. That's hell. Because every little thing, no position I could find myself getting comfortable, none of that. It was just, but what it did was it caused me to constantly cry out, help Jesus. I can't do none of this. You know, whenever I went to the doctor for my arm, all they could say was, well, you have a contusion. Oh, well, really, I already know that. What can you do about it? Well, nothing. Oh, okay. Well, bye. And the way I self-medicated was aspirins and wild turkey. I'm just saying. I mean, the height of stupidity is when a man says, the fool in his heart says, no, God, I don't need you. I got this. You already put your spirit in me, and now I know everything. Well, that was kind of how it was for me. And there ain't no other place to be that's worse than that. I everything that happened while I was in that state was just, he said, every hour, we're in peril every hour. That's how it was for me. It was, I'm telling you, I had zero peace. And I'm not talking about like a day or two here and there, I'd get some respite from it or whatever. It wasn't. It was constant. It was like hourly. It was just like constantly fighting off self-condemnation. I'm talking like all day, every day. There was like no reprieve. But even so, you know, when he finally got me to the point where it was just like, look, how much more stuff I had to put you through? It was just like, okay, Lord, I surrender. I don't have any options. I don't have any answers. I need your help. And that's when he started helping me.
Hallelujah.
So, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. He did help you, brother. Still helping us. He got you here, man. Hallelujah. He'll get you to the end. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, we always need the Lord. And that seems apparent, but you know, the things that are right in front of our eyes, that's what we overlook. Amen. You know, any fool ought to know they need God. Amen. But it escapes us many times.
Hallelujah.
Y'all know that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. But God is all wise, and he'll let us understand. You know how to do that, huh?
Yes,
our dear friend, King Manasseh, he figured out that he needed it. Though they had him locked up, took away his robe and his crown, he still found it. How about that? That's how he found it. When he was on the throne with his robe and his crown, he couldn't find it. But God said, well, I need for him to draw nigh. So he had him take him off the throne and strip him naked and put that hook in his nose, take him down to Babylon, put him in the dungeon. What a beautiful time, huh? I know he rejoiced when he finally had nobody to blame. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. God is a good God. Hallelujah. All right. So in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall again direct.
Amen.
You know, when we know there's no direction. You know, when we can't receive instructions because we already have them. Come on. No, this is some. If we're going to war good warfare, this is the. These are the things we need to consider, not what our neighbor is doing.
That's right.
Because the battle is within.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Kurt, like the rest of us, said that he got saved and then he spent most of his time backsliding. Well, that's how it is. Yeah, absolutely. That way we can say, yeah, I sure need you, governor. Huh? Had all that I needed, but I still didn't get it done right. So backsliding is good for us. Not that we, you know what I'm saying. God knows it is. Huh? So God can say, turn ye backsliders. Huh? Come unto me, ye backsliders. Let me heal your backsliding. Not only can he heal your backsliding, he can heal your whatever else you have. And he will do what's right about it. Now, if he decided to let you keep it, you give him glory. Don't seek to the physician to take away what God gave you. I'm preaching good, ain't I? All right, praise the Lord. Don't name it, though. Praise the Lord. Just say, I'm healed by his stripes. Thank you, Lord. In all thy ways, we need help with this. That's why these two are a go-to, you know, Romans 12, 1 through 3. This Proverbs 3, 5 through 7. Yeah, come on. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. It's something we're shooting for. We trust in God, but not with all of our heart. Huh? Little trust to our own thinking, our own skill. Is that right? Oh, we have skill. Praise the Lord. Well, don't forget where you got it from. Know that it's the Lord. And it can go just as quickly as it came. I had an experience with that yesterday, trying to put on my cover. I started to beat Kurt up. I said, man, I can't figure out how to get this thing back on there because Kurt took it off. Ain't that a good excuse? It's very simple, but God, I needed his help to do it. And God did help me. Praise the Lord. Of course, I had to admit that I needed his help. I need his help now. That's one of the things I write on my paper in the morning. Help me, Lord. I need thee. And even in doing that, I'm helped. Bakia gave me one of them beautiful greetings yesterday, words of encouragement. Oh, God, how sweet. I get them every day, though. I appreciate them. I appreciate the prayers of the saints. I do. Thank you, Lord. Be not wise in thine own eyes. We need help. Fear the Lord. We need help. And depart from evil. We need help. And it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with all thy substance. See? It's the same as present your body a living sacrifice or forsaken all with all thy substance. We don't hold back any for ourselves. Now we have to be taught this. I mean really taught it. What give everything to God. We know that he's able to keep whatever we commit to him. Huh? Now what we do with our children, we say, here, God. If we're wise. Hallelujah. I guess that's what somebody did with us. Brother Spencer would say that his mom, this lady would say, Fia, don't worry about him. He'll be all right. I got him on the altar. Isn't that good? You put your children on the altar. That's what Job did with his. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That we are put ourselves on the altar. Glory. Oh, yes. If we honor the Lord with thy substance, with the first fruit of all thine increase. That mean the first fruit, not after we get what we want and whatever's left over we give God. Of course, that's how we do the insurance man up. Praise the Lord. You know, we take off for it. That's how I did it. Yeah, after I bought all the stuff I wanted to buy, then I say, hey, can you help me out? I need some money to buy this. I wouldn't tell them I need money for beer. Y'all know that. I guess y'all did it differently. When I asked for help, it was something that I needed. But I needed it because what I had to get what I needed, I wasted it on something. That's how we do God. No? We squander what God gives us. Absolutely. Lord, help us to be faithful. It is required of us. Doing it this way, we don't come up short. No, we don't have to hold back. If we want to have plenty, then we need to give. Freely we have received, freely give. Well, what are we going to give? Now, that's what?
Ourselves.
Right. It is. She's a step ahead of me. That, if we're going to make God happy, then he don't want our this or that or rivers of oil and bullocks, and we're going to have to give up. Why is that? Because that's what he did for us.
Amen.
Y'all know the gift? He said, here I am.
Yes,
so what he wants for you to say, here I am.
Amen.
As plain as that is, we ain't got it done yet.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
You know, only in part.
Oh.
Praise the Lord, but he wants all of us.
Amen.
The first fruit of our
yes,
success.
Lord. Amen.
Glory, glory.
Yes.
Thank you. Of course, we'll have to be changed in the mind because we think somehow we need to hold back so we can live. You know, we trust people and they won't do us right. Well, you can trust God.
Yes.
Well, I trust God. I just don't. Well,
amen.
Just like you love God. Oh, I love God, but not them saints down there. Some of them, but the others. If we love God, then we love the brethren
Amen.
Also. This is, again, the wisdom of God. Y'all know we still say in our mind, yeah, I love God. I love God. Angela tell you. Praise God. And like I was praying this morning, we do love God. Yeah, it's written. I'm not going to say anything different. We do love God. But that's because he loves us. Understand? Hallelujah. But his love must be perfected
Amen.
In us. We're perfect in Christ, but then there's the work of sanctification by the Spirit. Well, we're perfect in the Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we got to get to the end. See, the Lord is helping me this morning. If y'all think I have something to say when I get up, you're wrong. I don't. You got notes. Where do you think I got them from?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Even though I got notes, notes by themselves won't do it.
Amen.
I've seen preaching with a lot of notes. I've had notes myself, still couldn't get it done.
Amen.
Notes won't make you a preacher.
Amen.
Absolutely not. Holy Ghost
yes,
makes you a preacher.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is a teacher.
Yes, Lord.
He's the one that helps us to pray.
Yes, Lord.
When we present our body.
Yes, Lord.
If we go and we don't apply ourselves, he won't help
Amen.
Us. The man of God told us that if we would do what the word says,
yes,
then the word will have to do what it says.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
He said, we don't know what to pray for,
Amen.
As we ought to.
True.
So the Spirit helpeth
yes,
our infirmity,
Lord.
But we have to receive his help.
Yes,
if we go with the notion, well, you know, I'm a dry well and the heavens are brass,
Jesus.
Then the Spirit's not going to help us. We're witnesses.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Or when we go in there and know that God is God, he's sitting on the throne. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the word says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Pray always and everything. But when we do that, then the Spirit helps. The Spirit will not help us when we're walking contrary. If we think, well, I'll just show up. It's, y'all know I'm preaching out of the word. Please believe me. Just you showing up is not going to get your prayer through to God. You'll have to do it according to his word. Why are we reluctant to enter into his house with thanksgiving and pray? That's how we're told to do it. That's how I do it. That's how I'm always going to do it. I'm going to enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. I'm going to give thanks to the Lord. I'm going to say he is good. His mercy endures forever. I'm not going to write it on the paper. I'm going to tell it.
Huh?
You're good, Lord. You're righteous. That's what God wants us to do. Huh? Are we going to declare the wondrous works of God? Hallelujah. I am. Long as he give me grace. You excited, Dorothy? Praise the Lord. You ought to be, you know. Yeah, God brought you out of a horrible pit.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, bless your name, Lord. Bless your name. Now, it's touching things offered unto idols. We know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up. But charity edifies. The end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, a good conscience, and faith unfeigned. All right? If any man thinketh he knoweth anything, well, here we go. He knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. So I believe it like that. I do think I know something, but I must understand that I don't know as I ought to know. When you come to God like that, he will help you know as you ought to know. Hallelujah. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. So we do love God. Hallelujah. Otherwise, we'd have no hope. You know, haters of God don't fare well. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. You know why they're haters of God? Because God don't love them. Praise the Lord. Oh, God loves everybody. That's not what he said. He said he loved Jacob. Well, what about Esau? He said he hated him. And the man of God would always, he still hates Esau. See? That's not going to change. Of course, not married on any part. No, no. He loved Jacob because he loved Jacob. Not because Jacob was good. That the God that called him is good. Same with us. Praise the Lord. And not because Neil is good. His God is good. Hallelujah. Our God is good. Ain't that right? All right, good, Aunt. Now, see, you can sound off, Aunt. Now, once you start doing what you can do, God will help you do something else. But you're going to sit down on God, then I guess we'll... Come on. We can all talk in here, can't we, Dorothy? Hallelujah. I'm going to find the end. I'm going to find the end. Okay, okay. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. See? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. To him that believeth. Thank you, Lord. I bear them record that they have a zeal of God. That's my Israel. My heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. God's going to do that. Hallelujah. But, of course, it says in the book that everybody that say they're Israel are not Israel. And the same, everybody that say they're in the church is not in the church. Everybody that say they are in Christ, of Christ, or not.
Amen.
Amen. And, of course, we'll all be sorted out.
Yes.
I know. Sometimes it looks like the church is not the church and the other is, but God's going to sort it all out. Huh? Now, look at it. When God would turn his people over and they was under tribute and being ruled over, it just didn't look like they were God's people. Absolutely not. They were ruled over. They were mocked. Come on. Praise God. But still, they were God's people. So it may, in all of our situations at times, it's like that. Praise the Lord. But we are his people. Hallelujah. The sheep of his pasture. Not because we're better. It's just because he loves us. Well, we're not better than Esau. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, God gave himself. That's what he requires us to do.
Amen.
Give ourselves. Huh? And he's made us partakers with him. God withholds nothing.
Amen.
Everything that God has, we have.
Amen.
Well, you would think a folk with that knowledge wouldn't
Amen.
Murmur.
Yes.
You would think they'd be full of praise and thanksgiving.
Lord, amen.
I'm preaching good.
Yeah, you are.
I'm preaching good.
Amen.
Well, the answer is, we don't know as we ought to know.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
It's still true, though.
Lord.
It's still true. Right? He's made us partakers
Amen.
Of everything that he has.
Yes.
And when he shall appear, we'll be like
Amen.
Him. This is what God is.
Amen.
Yeah, he's eternal.
Yes.
That's what he's given
Amen.
Us. Eternal life.
Amen.
So what he requires in turn is for us to give.
Amen.
He gave his life for us. We give our lives for the brother.
Thank you, Lord.
That, what, if we want to make God happy, we say, here I am.
Here I am, Lord.
So we do know.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, how did he make us partakers? That's because he became partakers with us.
Yes.
See?
Amen.
He became partakers in our sin.
Yes.
Not that he sinned,
right.
But still, he who knew no sin
right.
became sin.
Yes.
So that we might be partakers
yes.
with him. Well, how are we going to do? Well, we'll have to become partakers with our brother.
Yes, amen.
Huh? Praise we'll have to suffer with them.
Yes,
bear their infirmity.
Yes,
yeah, praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
This is Christ.
Yes.
Bear one another's
yes,
burden
yes,
and so fulfill the law of Christ.
Yes,
don't rail on them.
Amen.
Ye that are strong, then bear the infirmities of the weak. Come on, say. How blessed that we're made partakers.
Amen.
But that's
Amen.
Because he
yes.
became partakers with
yes.
us. Don't you see the wisdom?
Yes.
Let me read it for you.
Thank you,
I'm going to read it for you, okay? But we see Jesus,
yes,
who was made a little lower than the angels.
Yes.
That's partakers with
Amen.
Us.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death.
Yes.
Crowned with glory and honor.
Yes.
That by the grace of God he should taste death for every man.
Amen.
For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory,
Amen.
To make the captain of their salvation, Jesus Christ,
yes.
perfect through suffering.
Amen.
So again, he's becoming partakers
Amen.
With us. For both he that sanctified, Jesus Christ, and they who are sanctified,
Lord.
Us,
yes.
are all one, because he became partakers
yes.
with us, we become partakers with him.
Amen.
See?
Yes.
For the which cause he's not ashamed to call Neil brother.
Amen. Thank
for he's not ashamed to call them brethren.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, as wretched as we are,
right.
he calls us brethren.
Thank you, Lord.
Even
Thank you, Lord.
My beloved
yes.
children,
Hallelujah.
Apple of my eye.
Yes,
See? Thank you, Lord. Saying, I will declare my name unto my brethren. That's us. In the midst of the church again, that's us.
Hallelujah.
Will I sing praise unto thee? And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Here it is. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself took part of the same. That we might be partakers with him. And through death,
yes.
he might destroy him that had the power of
yes.
death.
Thank you, Jesus.
See?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
For verily he took not on him the nature of angels,
yes.
but he took on him the seed of Abraham.
Yes.
Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto
yes,
his
Lord.
Brother, or to become partakers
Amen.
With us.
Amen.
That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for
yes.
the sins of the people.
Thank you, Lord.
That we might be partakers
Amen.
With him.
Amen.
But understand, we partakers with him mean that he became partakers with us.
Amen.
And this is the Christian life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able also to aid or succor
yes.
them that are tempted.
Amen.
He's able to be a faithful,
yes.
a merciful and faithful high priest.
True.
That's why we can be merciful to Dorothy.
Amen. Amen.
See? Even to Angela.
Yes, Lord.
Why? Because of the captain of our salvation.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mercy. We can love mercy, do justly. In so doing, we will walk humbly with our God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So how did sin come into the world?
Oh.
Yeah, by one man.
Yes.
So here's the point I want to make. Eve did sin, but sin didn't come in by Eve. Sin came in by the man. So why won't you take the britches off the man? He was the Savior. Absolutely. because she's part of him.
Yes.
Now, again, yes. This is Christ becoming partakers. What we see it in the garden with Adam and Eve. Huh? Adam had not sinned, but he became a partaker with it. They got deliverance, both of them. See? He was the first Adam. Praise God. But the second Adam was there to help them both. Adam and Eve were the type. Absolutely. Glory, glory. Adam didn't sin. He wasn't deceived. Praise the Lord. And sin didn't come upon us because of Eve. Sin came upon us because of the disobedience of Adam.
Amen, brother.
So y'all submit to the man. Okay?
Amen.
He is the head of the woman.
Yes, Jesus.
You can find it everywhere in the scripture. But if you talk to the world out there, they won't tell you that. They'll talk to you about their women pastors and bishops and prophets and apostles. And we're just as good as any man. And God don't care. He can use anybody. And he can, and he does. According to the way that he does.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thought that was a good meditation this morning. Praise the Lord. But we have to maybe meditate on it some more and get all the implications out of it. We might say, well, what would have happened if just Eve sinned and Adam didn't? Huh? Praise the Lord. Yeah, Adam had to get it done. Eve helped him out. But she didn't do it. Understand? Praise the Lord. But that last Adam, he's a quickening spirit.
Amen.
Huh? All that believe on him are justified.
Amen.
They won't be ashamed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. But all the scriptures talk to us about sacrifice and selfless service and giving. That's what it's all about. But naturally, we're the other way. You know, we look to what I can get out of it, what I like, the way I like to do it. And that's just not Christ. So we're praying for a renewed mind so that we can make ourselves available for God to heal us. And God just laid it on my heart to believe we must accept the healing that he has for us. Yeah, and I believe he's going to heal us, so he'll have to get us in the position to be healed. We'll have to trust him for it. All right. Hallelujah. And it goes on to say, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly call.
Amen.
That's because he became partakers with us. Hallelujah. So we're all one and we are partakers. We should walk in that light. We should gladly be partakers of, you know, we are. When one rejoiced, we all rejoiced. One weep. Huh? One slothful, I guess we're all slothful. No? We're partakers in the same house. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, don't try to opt out, Edie. Huh? Don't try to opt out. We're the body of Christ, members in particular. Praise the Lord. You say, well, I don't do that, but we're in the body. So we do it. That's why when I preach, I say we. Huh? And Kurt's learned to say we. He used to preach and he'd say, y'all. Didn't you, Kurt? Usually that's how most preachers do it. That's why the preacher's no good. We. Amen. Partakers. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, one place, David said, calls me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. Yeah, I like that. It's there, calls me to hear it. And he said, for in thee do I trust. Calls me to know. How wonderful that is, huh? Because we don't know as we ought to know. In everything, understand, all that you know, we don't know as we ought to know. If we know we need him, then we're going to walk in the light, knowing as we ought to know. If we know so that we don't need to do right, we don't need to do right by our brother, we don't need to present our bodies, then we don't know as we ought to know. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. We need help. Well, I know what to do, you know. Well, we don't. We've proven that over and over. We don't know what to do. But we can say like Jehoshaphat, our eyes are upon thee. Cause me to hear. Help me, Jesus, thy loving kindness in the morning. For in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. All right. Brother Driver said he wasn't going to give up. Didn't you say that, Brother Driver? All right, brother. We're going to hold you to it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. God, my prayer is obvious today, Lord God. How do we please you, Lord God? Have faith in God. It's impossible. Without faith, it's impossible to please you. So we ask you, Heavenly Father, to help us to just believe you, Lord, and stop fighting against you, and surrender and submit to the righteousness of God. Submit to your word. Your word is true, and it's for us, not against us. So help us also, Lord God, to learn submission, Lord God. Yes, submit to the authority, those that have the rule over us, Father God. And in these things, we know that we will please you, Father.
Hallelujah.
So we ask you to help us this day, and every day, in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us. Hallelujah. You have something for us, Brother Timothy? Let me see it. Let me hear it.
Like this one, it said, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. And then down here it says, let us hold fast. Best in our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, isn't that lovely? All of our wretched sins, God said, I won't remember them. Y'all know God's able to do that? Now we're Christians now. We shouldn't try to remember all that Sherry did. Huh? We want to be Christ-like. Hallelujah. Yeah, when we confess our sins, when we turn from them, God don't remember that. Out of his own mouth.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Sin? What sins? Praise God. Hallelujah. Maranatha, saints, the Lord is coming.
Pastor Rice, God bless thee. Let's pray together, Pastor Rice. And I'll say amen and amen when I'm done. Amen and amen. And now, Pastor Rice, we here in Orville ask for extra prayers now, today, every minute of every hour of every day, 7 days a week. We're doing well, but we realize how quick, how fast things can happen that aren't really that nice. And we beg thee, Pastor Rice, and all the saints of God down there in that tabernacle to keep us in their prayers, because we know that their prayers are holy. They are holy. That means that Jesus Christ delivers them, places them in God's hand, and God puts them in his prayer box. And I am not stupid for thinking that, because that's God's holy word. And he is not to be mocked. And I'm not going to mock him and say he wouldn't use a prayer box. He has one, and I know it. I thank God Jesus Christ delivers your prayers. They do work well. Let's keep fighting the fight, like Paul said. Let's keep understanding that in all our getting, we must truly first get understanding. God bless thee. Have a nice day.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Good morning, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and the body of Christ scattered abroad, as the Lord hath kept us one day to glorify and magnify his name. In Galatians 6 and 9, it said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. And brothers, Lord, strengthen Pastor Rice. You have not fainted in well-doing with each and every member of the body, and we are blessed, really blessed of the Lord, as he patiently ministered to us and to Brother Kurt as he came forth and strength and courage us to press on. So, brother, stand fast in that place and calling, which is of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Pastor Rice, bless you, brother. Stand fast, my brother. Stand fast. Maranatha.